Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. Been a while since you've been in here. Well,
yes.
And I know that you never have anything that you want to talk about, but if I were to ask you, is there anything you'd like to talk about this morning? What's going on that's important to you right now?
Well, I mean, the things that have been in the news lately have been our rezonings that have been in South College Station regarding multifamily, and a lot of neighbors some are happy because the rezonings got denied and one area is not, but I personally have been consistent in voting for those projects. I believe that we need diversity in our housing in South College Station, and having a moratorium on multifamily is not a good idea. Plus, there's a lot of people that have talked to me about not having any choices in if you're moving to the area and you don't either have the money to buy a house or you're waiting to find the right thing. The rentals are very hard to come by. Mm-hmm. And if you live in an apartment, you're going to live in a student type apartment. There are some developments in our community, but most of them are in Bryan that have the higher end apartments that have garages and do not rent by the bedroom. And we think that, personally, I think that we need to have more of that spread out through the community. And our land uses in that those areas of College Station are urban or high density in certain spaces. So, you know, we can't have everything a nice big green neighborhood with rolling hills and sidewalks. These multifamily projects and other development help pay for sidewalks and parks and police department and things like that. So just kind of been the issue.
Okay,
lately.
So and we'll come back to that in a minute, but I ask you that because and your point of view I understand, but if people look to the future growth of College Station, and that's what you guys and gals have to do, you have to look at places that's nothing but open land now and what will it become in the future. There's an area that is off William D. Fitch, between William D. Fitch and Arrington. For folks who don't know, that's south of College Station and the water tower, the second water tower out there at Tower Point. Now, there was a chunk of land there that did have a situation where you had some what are called estate-sized lots. Mm-hmm. Those estate-sized lots are about an acre or so. Well, you voted to do away with those, mm-hmm. to increase the density there. Well, there was an opportunity for this council to at least for people who could pay whatever the market was going to charge, would have an opportunity to have those larger lots. Yet, why did you, as one member of council, decide, no, I'm going to keep the density high there?
Well, and by density high, you're looking at basically neighborhoods similar to, you know, Castlegate,
sure.
Things like that. The market asked for that. When I got on council, the majority of possible building spaces were all set as estate-sized lots. Well, the market wasn't asking for that.
Right.
And more people were wanting a smaller, you know, neighborhood type home that they could afford and not the estate size lots. We still have plenty of those if that's what someone wants to do.
Do you have plenty? I mean, plenty
there's quite a few undeveloped areas, but mm-hmm. most of the folks that want that type of you know, acreage mm-hmm. don't want to be in the city limits. They want to be out in the county, less regulation, and there's several of those developments
mm-hmm.
out there.
Okay.
And so the option is there. There's actually a few that are inside the city limits that still have space available. So you just don't see people wanting to be inside the city limits and wanting large acreage. And really and truly, right now in particular, the developers and home builders are saying, we don't have enough land to build on. Mm-hmm. We have people asking for homes. There's people that are telling me that their houses are being, you know, bid for. There's five or six offers. And that's telling everyone, there's not enough on the ground for mm-hmm. people to buy. So we need more options in that regard. We're still growing. So obviously, those types of things, including the multifamily, the folks wouldn't come in here if the market didn't dictate it. So it's not like we're saying, you know, we're letting people, well, they wouldn't come in. If it's overbuilt and no one's buying, then they're not going to build it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want to go back to the first one, because one passed and the other didn't. Now, you voted the same on both of them, but some members of council didn't. And I don't want you to necessarily speak for them, but basically, what was the discussion that may have differentiated these two projects?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, to me, they were very similar. In fact, the one before that got voted down was more appropriate for that. It was touching less development, as existing development. It was on Graham Road, which has got a lot of industry on it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in my personal opinion, I think denying that rezoning has created a broken site on that land, which means that, and we have those throughout the city, when no development will occur, basically, and things will go on around it, and it'll be a problem. The people that own the property, they just got their land devalued incredibly at that, with that vote, and they said, we don't have anything. We've been trying to sell it for years as what it is, and a lot of folks are going, well, we don't mind development. We just want it to be like small office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you drive around town, you see there are lots of small offices,
yes, sir,
lots of empty small business space all over town. So, again, the market is overbuilt with that. We don't need more of that.
We have one right across the street. I mean, we have one right across from the radio station.
Absolutely.
You can see it here. It's on the bypass. It seemed like that intuitively that would be a great place to be. So what would you propose as one member of council to do with these broken sites? Is that a possible aesthetic development that can happen there?
Well, what we're doing on one particular area that is kind of a what's considered a broken site is over there off of where the extension of Dartmouth would come through. The city comes in with interested developers and helps, you know, pay for the road and develop, you know, just get the people together that will be looking at putting more development in there, and we have to assist in it. Basically, it costs us money, which, you know, I don't mind doing, but when we create it ourselves, that's an issue. When someone was more than willing to make it something that wasn't broken, that we didn't have to help them with, and now I don't know what's going to happen, but that's what we're doing on other spots. We're actually having to come in and spend money.
Sure. Julie Schultz showing us this morning. The mayor and city councilman Aldridge will be leaving council. They'll be the county commissioner's race is next for them. I don't know when you term out or how much longer will you be serving on council?
I still have another year and a half.
Okay.
So myself and Carl Mooney and Blanche Brick are termed out in November in a year. And right now we're looking at, you know, an open seat, obviously, and then someone – I don't know who will be running for mayor.
Yeah. So we'll have some new faces there. So some thoughts on the dynamic of those two as they leave council and what we can anticipate.
Well, I mean, you know, Mr. Aldridge was only there one term.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, did a lot of I don't know that there was a lot of consistency there as far as what I could tell, somewhat development friendly, somewhat not. But I think that there's some folks that are looking at running in that open spot that look like good, viable, interested people. I will tell you that it's not that easy to get somebody to run for city council.
Sure. Well, because we've seen it now recently, when you can do a whole lot of things that go on and unnoticed, but when you start talking about people's neighborhoods, they come out.
Right.
And to paraphrase what Councilman Aldridge basically said was, I think basically he was saying to the citizenry of College Station, you ought to be paying attention to things that are going on beyond your backyard. Trying to be as nice about that as possible.
Right. And truthfully, I mean, that's what we all should be saying. And I believe, for the most part, we try to do that as a council. And, of course, we see a picture that someone that's just sitting in their neighborhood does not see and does not understand. And it's sad for us to have to go through that explanation, and even still, you know, they're so, and of course it's your home, so you're going to be highly passionate, mm-hmm, about protecting that. But we do, you know, this is sort of an interesting thing. We don't even get to have a say in what happens around our own homes. If that comes up, we have to remove ourselves. So we don't get a say at all, which is kind of a you know, I when I found that out, I'm like, well, that's not right. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. But we don't. If something comes up like what's come up in these other neighborhoods and around my neighborhood, I don't get to have a say at all.
Well, it was. I found it interesting to, and I was sharing with people around here who had not remembered, based on this situation where there were so many there were neighborhoods who were concerned. Last time we had one this big was really on the Rock Prairie Extension where Scott and White Hospital is now. The council meeting had to be held in the A&M Consolidated Auditorium because so many people wanted to hear it. And at that time, Ron Gay, in essence, said, well, if you own property on the bypass and there's an empty lot, you can anticipate there'll be some sort of development. He said words a little different than that. But it generally ended up being a real definitive thing that probably cost him a seat on city council.
Right.
That was, what, 2008, something like that? So times
earlier than
that. Okay. Yeah. So times have changed in 10 years. Mm-hmm. I heard a council that pushed back a little bit, to be quite honest with you. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, that cost him his seat on council. Well, that whole situation cost the city over $3 million in a lawsuit. So, in my opinion, the other council members that voted the way they voted were the reason that we lost over $3 million. And I thought it was very bad decision, and I have made a point of always remembering that and bringing it up periodically when, and I don't know how close you watch the council, but I've said that when we are making decisions where we are basically putting a moratorium on some type of development, and I know that a similar development wants to come in there, I've said, if we say no here, we're going to get sued when we say yes to mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. So we need to be very careful of saying no and why. Because
yeah.
that's what that situation
It was a benchmark moment. There's no doubt.
And I will never forget it because that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I actually, I was on council at the end of that process where we had to finish up the cleanup, and that's where we had to vote on, you know, ending that lawsuit, and saw the total cost of it.
The ramifications.
It was very, very unpleasant to think what we could have done with that money.
Absolutely. Okay, anything else?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm sorry you never come in here with an opinion. You never have anything to say. It's just,
you know, it's just the way it is.
I appreciate it.
What you see is what you get.
I appreciate the candor. I do. Thanks for coming in this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely.
All right, what else you got for us?
I just want to remind everybody about the Easter celebration, College Station Police Department and the Bush Library. Tomorrow at the Bush Library, 9:30 to noon. A lot of games for the kids. Going to be fun. For more information, go to cstx.gov. And also next Wednesday, the city has begun to study the realignment of Barron Road and Capstone Drive where to intersect with Welborn Road. Mm-hmm. And you're invited to learn more about that and provide input on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Spring Creek Elementary School.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet.